This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. lawmakers are being asked to press Europe to support the Venezuelan opposition. AP correspondent Mike Rossier reports.
A bipartisan group of U.S. senators has been asked by the Venezuelan opposition's new envoy in Washington to urge European countries to recognize Venezuelan Congress leader Juan Guaido as the nation's interim president. Senator Jim Risch of Idaho chairs the Foreign Relations Committee.
We're all in on this. We want to help. Every way that we can.
The U.S., Canada, and several Latin American nations have already recognized Guaido, who declared himself Venezuela's interim president last week. In Venezuela, a two-hour national walkout drew thousands to the streets Wednesday. Mike Gracia, Washington.
One day after they delivered a report to Congress, U.S. President Donald Trump Wednesday harshly criticized his intelligence chiefs, calling them extremely passive and naive when it comes to the dangers of Iran, adding that they're wrong. Mr. Trump made the comment from his Twitter account saying that perhaps intelligence should go back to school. In testimony before the Senate Intelligence Committee Tuesday, the heads of the U.S. intelligence agencies disputed some of Trump's views on Iran and world trouble spots in a hearing on global threats. Central Intelligence Agency Director Gina Haspel said Iran was technically in compliance with the 2015 Iran nuclear deal between it and world powers to curtail its nuclear weapons development, and at least a year away from developing such a weapon. A chief Taliban negotiator has revealed details of a deal between the organization and the U.S. that would call for the eventual withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan, while the Taliban promised to prevent terrorists from using Afghan soil against America or its allies. He said that the two technical teams will prepare proposals and take decisions and bring them to the table in the meeting in Doha, set for February 25th. This is VOA News. European Union leaders are ruling out renegotiations with Britain on the divorce deal. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar says there will not be a renegotiation of the Brexit withdrawal plan as sought by the British government. Varadkar says an amendment lawmakers passed Tuesday does not specify what alternative arrangements precisely means. Meanwhile, Germany's foreign minister says officials can continue talks with Britain, but emphasises the current Brexit agreement is the best one available. And Spain's foreign minister, Josep Borrell, says the EU wants to persuade Britain of the advantages of its deal to leave the bloc, but that there cannot be a new agreement. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Saudi-led coalition in Yemen says it's ready to use a calibrated force to prod Houthi rebels into abiding by the ceasefire in the port city of Hodeidah. The UAE is a key member of the coalition supporting the Yemeni government and trying to reclaim control from the Iranian-backed Houthis. The rebels and Yemeni officials reached a ceasefire deal for Hodeidah in December. The rebel-controlled port is the major entry point for food and other humanitarian relief for suffering Yemeni civilians. All sides promised to withdraw their forces from the city, but have been slow to implement the deal. There has been occasional flare-ups and gunfire as a result. At least 48 bodies have been recovered after two migrant boats capsized in the Red Sea Tuesday. An officer speaking on condition of anonymity told VOA Somali that 16 people aboard the boat survived. In a statement, the International Organization of Migration confirmed the number of survivors. The officer said the boats turned over while traveling in strong winds and rain. He said he believes the boats were overloaded. In a second round of talks, U.S. and Chinese negotiators have been meeting to resolve the ongoing trade dispute between the economic superpowers. The trade talks are the result of an agreement last month between U.S. President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping to stop the tariff conflict between the two countries for 90 days starting on New Year's Day. Still, Monday's indictment by U.S. prosecutors of Ming Wanzhou, the chief financial officer of Chinese telecom giant Huawei Technologies, threatens to overshadow the new round of talks going on for 2 days. China offered to nearly halve the cost of $20 billion rail projects to save the centerpiece of its infrastructure push in Southwest Asia. The conflicting statements made over the past week on the status of the East Coast Railway Link underscore the political and diplomatic challenges facing the government of the prime minister. And a contractor China Communications Construction Company had offered to cut construction costs by about $67 billion. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, my mind. Hello, Africa. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot, rocking, and beautiful sounds from across the African continent will come knocking at your doors. So relax and let's have a good time as I'm going to take you around Africa on disc today. Starting off today from Nigeria with Adamu Hassan Nagudu featuring Maja Baba in Karatun Soul. Oh, this is a beautiful song by the Hausa people. And right after that, Tabana by Mana Mahmoud Saad of Egypt and Ayelevi by De La Haye of Ghana. But right now, Karatun Soul by Adamu Hassan Nagudu featuring Maja Baba of Nigeria.
Haske a ido na nagani, iwa imba kini politician, by me, by me, by me.
ILV by De La Hayes of Ghana, and right before that, Tabana by Mana Mahmoud Saad of Egypt, and Karatumso by Adamu Hassan Nagudu of Nigeria. All coming to you today from the Voice of America's African Beat. And relax, more music is going to come for you on this great show. I'll be right back. I am David Van.
African Music Mix.
Are you wandering around lost in a musical desert? Well, follow your ears to the fantastic, the one and only African Music Mix on the Voice of America. Bathe yourself in this musical oasis. From the north to the south and from the east to the west, the African Music Mix plays only the best. Tune in from 0 to 300 hours UTC and from 11 to 1300 hours UTC every single day on the Voice of America.
The African Beat on the Voice of America. But right now, let's get back to some music. Badalisha by Dr. Josie Chameleon of Uganda, and Maman Degbe by Espoir of Cote d'Ivoire. But right now, Badalisha by Dr. Josie Chameleon of Uganda.
Every woman for a man, love me, I and not what I want. Girl, here's another tune that missing a banger tune, and this one, girl. Girl, never worry about it. Every time we come up, I'm gonna sweet it. This one, Bunny Man, I'm a music come on.
You need the sun, and in the second, and you want your name, me number.
I got to go, and in the
day, I got to go,
sit down.
The best of the year, sun now, that kitchen, in our no machine, love, but the
kitchen. I got to go, come away, I got to go, move on.
You need the sun, and in the second, and you want your name, me number.
I got to go, come in the day.
Maman Degbe by Espoir of Cote d'Ivoire, and right before that, Badalisha by the great Dr. Josie Chameleon of Uganda. Nice music coming to you on the African Beat today, and I'm David Vandy right here broadcasting from Washington, D.C. I'll be back with more music.
Number one in the entire Africa and beyond, you're listening to the African Beat, the biggest music show that plays all the platinum hits from Africa with David Vandy. I represent Freetown, Sierra Leone, Grandpapa Foxy DJ. You heard?
African Beat.
You love the African Beat, we love you. And so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about this show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. The African Beat on the Voice of America. Music now from Tanzania. And this is Jambo Jambo by Steve. And right after that, Pili Pili of Kenya comes in with Tupendane. And Nunteze Abantu by Kamishi of Rwanda. But let's enjoy Jambo Jambo right now, the sound of Steve from Tanzania.
Nasema Jambo Jambo mama, habari gani nzuri sana. Ukenia chintaumia, mwenzio nchukuzimia. Nasema Jambo Jambo mama, habari gani nzuri sana. Ukenia chintaumia, mwenzio nishukuzimia. Uzuri wako umenifanya niwe nawe kabisa. Tabia niyo imenivuta niwe karibu moyoni, niwe na furaha baby, na furaha baby. Hakuna tanitenganisha, nitenganisha niwe nawe mbali ma. Ni Mungu peke anaweza, anapenda sote tuwe na furaha baby. Kuna mchana, kuna nja. Wepo wepi mini, kweli na jivunia. Karibu ndani yangu washeta, ndani giza nene ya kushuma. Sikia izi isia, karibu ndani na umia. Jambo Jambo mamba, habari gani nzuri sana. Ukeni ya chuta umia, mwesi ya shakuzimia. Nasema Jambo Jambo mama, habari gani nzuri sana. Kini ya chantumia, mwenzio nishakuzimia.
Without you, without you, nothing I can be. Without you, without you, no survival.
Mambo tuzozane mapromota mbona watu gonge wana siasa mbona watu choche polisi mbona watu honge mdudu upo mbona tuhanyane makabila mbona chupiane tuwe pamoja tusitengane tupendane mako yangu jaru yangu mesta wangu adui zangu misaa yangu inchi yangu malona wasi tupendane 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 hey tusikizane tusemezane tuingiane tupatiane tusikizane tusemezane
This is Yvonne Chaka Chaka, and you're listening to the Voice of America on African Beat with David Vandy. So stay tuned.
Ebenezer Abantu, Kamichi of Rwanda. Thank you so much, Kamichi. You are such a wonderful guy. And right before that, Tupendane by Pili Pili of Kenya and Steve of Tanzania in Jambo Jambo. The African beat on the Voice of America, David Vande, broadcasting right from the heart of Washington, D.C. More music, and I want you to put on your dancing shoes because it's going to be dancing galore.
Hi, this is Rebecca, and you're listening to the African Beats on Voice of America. African Beats will make you dance and dance till dawn.
Welcome back to the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. The African Beat on the Voice of America. Melombe Joni, beautiful African music by Jelly Sayong of Conakry, Guinea. And right after that, Lasuba by Victoria Ole Eluzai of South Sudan. And E Malawe, one of my favorite tracks right now, by Abush Zaleke of Ethiopia. This is the African Beat, Melombe Joni by Jelly Sayong of the Republic of Guinea.
Alano nevira mo bela dama, yalo. Alako vati
Malawi by Abush Zaleke of Ethiopia, and right before that, Lasuba by Victoria Ole Eluzai of South Sudan, and Milombi Joni by Jelly Sayong of Conakry. With all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. This is what I'll take to say bye-bye. Enjoy.
This is VOA News.